Two environmental groups have agreed to stop suing the federal government about some 750 species that are being considered for listing under the Endangered Species Act. They have accepted a court settlement offer from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service that will set deadlines for ESA listing. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
Federal Judge Emmett Sullivan is now looking over the settlement in his Washington, D.C. court. It involves both the Center for Biological Diversity and a group called the Wild Earth Guardians. It's not going to stop the lawsuits, but it is certain to cut down on them. The alternative has been gridlock, with the Fish and Wildlife Service taking petitions to list species deciding they warrant protection, but not having the time or resources to take the next step. 250 species were in this regulatory limbo, including the Pacific walrus.
As we are unable to address these large petitions that keep coming in, we are often sued in court for missed deadlines, and it creates this giant backlog.
That's Fish and Wildlife spokeswoman Vanessa Kaufman. The settlement lays out a timetable for decisions. For the Kittlitz' murrelet, a rare diving bird dependent on glaciers, that date is 2013. Along with the candidate species, the settlement includes many other species about which petitions have been submitted, but no action has been taken. The totals are huge. 42 species of amphibians, 67 fish, 197 plants, 31 mammals, 13 reptiles, and a whopping 387 invertebrates. Noah Greenwald of the Center for Biological Diversity characterizes it as a landmark agreement.
The Fish and Wildlife Service has not been listing or protecting new species unless they were sued, and that's unfortunate. You know, with this agreement, they're agreeing to list all these species, and in that sense, there'll be a lot less litigation because they will actually be moving forward with listing of species.
Kaufman wants to stress that the settlement does not guarantee a listing. It just guarantees the agency will make the time to make decisions instead of putting them off, as it has for the walrus, the Kittlitz's murrelet, and the yellow-billed loon. The finding could be that the species is actually recovered or out of danger.
Some of them might have already recovered in the wild, and if they did, that's great, which is what our ultimate goal is for these species.
In the case of the Kittlitz's murrelet, a bird that was very hard even to find, more birds have now been discovered in the Aleutians, and some of the mysteries of its elusive rocky habitat have now been solved. For the walrus, though, prospects are diminishing. The sea ice the females depend upon for rearing their young is disappearing, and it is still pretty much unknown how well they do fishing from onshore haulouts, mostly on the Russian side of the Chukchi Sea. Greenwald's organization has fought hard to get the walrus considered, and still, it's not going to happen for a while.
They agree to move forward the listing, unfortunately not until 2017. So it's on a longer timeline than we would like, and particularly given, you know, that if we're really going to address climate change and save species like the walrus and the polar bear and thousands of others, we need to move, act quickly to address climate change. But nonetheless, it is going to receive protection, and Fish and Wildlife Service is committed to doing that.
Vanessa Kaufman says scientists have been making progress in their study of the walrus, but they still have a long way to go. This agreement, she says, will help them get there.
We have a number of years to examine the walrus, and we have a listing date that we've put forward that we will agree to take a look at that particular species, whether list it or not list it, depending on the information that we gather as part of our process. And now, with these groups refraining from additional lawsuits, it will allow us to get to that work, working with our scientists in the field to gather more information on that particular species.
The settlement was first offered in May to the organization Wild Earth Guardians. The Center for Biological Diversity wanted some modifications, and now, after a couple of months of negotiations, has signed the deal. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.